Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. A little Spencer Davis Group bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with us. Dr. Bill Connerly is our guest. Bill is the author of Bizonomics, From the Headlines to the Bottom Line. And Bill, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Well, the easiest way to find me is Google Bill Connerly, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y. Just one N, except if you misspell it, I think you'll find me anyway.
Okay.
And, you know, I've got a website, and I've got a blog that I keep up to date. And I'm now blogging on Forbes.com.
Yep.
And one of the things that you'll find there is a series of 5 videos that I produced specifically about how to plan in an uncertain environment. And one of the things I like about that is I started out with a photograph of Maury Wills. Do you remember
Maury
Wills?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he was my childhood hero.
Baseball stealer extraordinaire.
He stole a lot of bases, and I have this photo of him taking a lead off from first base. And visualize a fast runner with a lead off. He's ready to go either way.
Yeah,
he's ready to steal second if he can. But
he's got plan A and plan B, doesn't he?
He's ready to dive back to first base if they try to pick him off. And that is the stance that business leaders need in 2012. Be ready to go forward to the next base, but also be ready to dive back.
If you look at them when they do that, half their body is leaning toward second base, but their arms and their feet are over towards first base.
Yeah, and you know, when I look carefully at that stance, it's a little bit imbalanced. It's not perfectly symmetrical.
Right.
He's a little bit more ready to go forward than backward.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't ignored the possibility that he may have to go backwards.
That's exactly right. So this, and this is not comfortable, is it, for small businesses?
I mean,
this is not our nature. It's not our nature to be defensive with business planning, is it?
And the way you get ahead in life as a young person is to pick a goal and you go forward. That's the stance of, say, a sprinter. A person in the 100-meter dash, he or she doesn't look left, look right, think about which way to go. You know, there's a tape at the end, and you just go straight towards the tape. But that really works when a person is starting out in a career. But when you are in a senior position, you need to be thinking maybe left, maybe right, and weighing the odds.
Right, absolutely. What are some other things that we need to be focused on? Give us another specific.
Yeah, well, the kind of classic business planning approach here is to sit down and I suggest go to the Starbucks or bar of your choice with a single sheet of paper and say, hey, if things go down, what am I going to do? And Caterpillar is a great example of this. At the height of the boom, the CEO of Caterpillar told his middle managers, give me a recession plan for your division. And they all thought he was crazy because their biggest challenge at the height of the boom was producing more big yellow machines. They had a big fat order book, and the customers were clamoring for more machines. And here's the CEO do a recession plan. But when the downturn in orders came, everybody else was dithering, having committee meetings. And incidentally, this is one of the reasons why most of corporate America cannot keep up with small business in turbulent times, because they have too much bureaucracy.
Right.
But Caterpillar did it right. When they saw the orders going down, the CEO simply said to everybody, execute your plans. And they all had their contingency plans. So even a small business owner, I think, head to a quiet place. With a piece of paper, you can maybe bring your top associates with you if you want,
right,
and sketch out, what am I going to do differently if things go south? But then on the back side of the paper, sketch out, what am I going to do differently if I get surprised on the upside?
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to take a moment and talk about that, because things could be better than anybody expects.
I got 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. And it is challenging for a business to have surprise good news.
Yeah, it is.
If customers are placing orders, you may have to place orders with your vendors. You may have a cash flow challenge. You may have trouble getting the materials you need from your suppliers. Think through these issues ahead of time, and oftentimes just a little bit of thinking about them in advance will help you be ready when the good times do come.
Right. Well said. Hey, Bill, give us so the website is best way to go is to go to Google and search for you?
Yeah, Google for Bill Connerly, or you can go to ConnerlyConsulting.com.
All right, so check that out, too. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job. The book is called Bizonomics. Bill, come back real soon.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. He'll be back another day. I will be, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.